Hi, good afternoon. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Good afternoon, Courtney. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Is this
Yes,
Tanya?
it is, man.
All right. Tanya, yeah, this is Courtney. I'm on a recorded line. I see that you placed an inquiry about the hair relaxer lawsuit.
Yes.
Okay. Was this for you or for a loved one?
For me.
Okay. And Tanya, if we ever are disconnected, this is your phone number, right? 267 588-3077.
Yeah, for some reason my phone be cutting off. It's like a bad connection, but I can hear you good right now.
Okay. Yeah, and if it's some reason we are disconnected, I will call you from a 949 area code. I'll go ahead and text you my number now so that you have it just in case.
Okay, please.
Yeah, 'cause some reason I don't know if whether there's a transfer agent or anything, but they sometimes they drop the call too. So just so that you don't have to go through the whole thing again. And yeah, and I'll be your intake specialist moving forward. So when you need to speak to the attorneys or anything like that, I can get you straightly connected. Okay, so you wanted to see if you meet the requirements correct to participate in the lawsuit. Is that right?
Yeah. Correct, yeah.
Okay, and you did not have an attorney at this time, correct?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation or any advice or signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you did use hair chemical straighteners in the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And you were diagnosed with, was it endometrial, uterine, or
Ovarian cancer.
ovarian? Okay. I'm sorry to hear
Ovarian.
that. I'm sorry to hear that. How are you
No,
doing?
thanks. Today's a better day. Today's a
Good.
better day.
Good. That's good that you have good spirits. I'm sorry that you had to go through that. Do you know what type of
Thank you.
subtype of ovarian cancer that you guys had that you have?
Yes, there is low grade, stage one.
Sherry glowed. Okay. There. Is that S there? Oh no. S
Serious, yes. Serous.
R O U S. Okay. And then Sarah's leg Ledaig's cell t tumor, is that what it's called?
It was called serious low grade, and it was cancer stage one.
Serious low grade. Why am I not seeing that? Hold on one second.
Am I not
Okay.
pronouncing it correctly?
I don't, you know what? There's so many different subtypes, but it won't let me press unknown, so I have to find it. So hold on. So there's endometrial tumors, endometrial clear cell, meniscus, carcinoma. I don't know how to say half of these.
Unknown.
Garnosal cell tumor. There is a stereo, but it's Sertoli.
I don't know if it's spelled right. I don't know. I just know it's serious low grade. I'm not sure if the spelling of it.
Say it one more time.
It's spelled Serous. Serious? Serous? Am I spelling wrong?
Oh, it's carnosial. Okay, I think I spelled it right. It's yeah, no. It's called carcinoma. So it's just a different spelling. You said the first part of it, but it doesn't list that part.
Oh, okay.
So there's two different ones. So there's endometrial carcinoma. Oh wait, hold on. Small cell germs. Oh, there's like five different kinds. Hold on. Let me make sure we have this right. It's carcinoma. Okay. Serious carcinoma. They don't have it. Let's see. It's a type of ovarian cancer, and I just don't know why it's not showing it.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna find out. Oh, it's endometrial. Okay, I'm so sorry. Okay, here we go. I'm so sorry.
That's fine.
Okay. And then you are filing this on behalf of yourself. When were you diagnosed with cancer?
January 3rd, 2024.
Oh, so this is just recently.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Okay, so January 3rd, 2024.
Correct.
And do you know your name of your diagnosing doctor?
One moment. He was. Oh, I forgot. It's Miss Alice. I'm sorry. Dr. Alice Abney.
Dr. Alice.
MD. She's OBGYN. OBGYN, yes. Alice Abney.
Alice Anthony. And she, where's she located?
Alice Abney. University of Penn. Her last name is spelled A-B-R-N-A-T-Y. Abernathy. Am I not spelling it? Dr.
Okay.
Alice Abernathy.
And where is she located?
University of Penn.
All right. University of Penn. Yeah, it's A-B-E-R-N-A-T-H-Y. I found her. Is it OBGYN?
Yes.
Short brown hair?
Yes, MD. Okay.
I found a picture of her shop popped up. Yeah, we just wanted to see if we could get her information just so we have it for the attorneys. And then was she the treating doctor as well?
No, the treating doctor, it was Dr. Mark. Mark Morgan, MD, the oncologist.
Okay. Mark, what was the last name?
Morgan.
Morgan.
M-O-R-G-A-N. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then let me just get her. I'm just getting her information really quick on here. And then you currently don't live in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
I live in Philadelphia, PA.
Yeah, they ask you. I just have to ask these questions, so the attorneys do. Just
That's
a couple
fine.
More. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand for more than 4 times in a single year prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. On average, how many times a year were you using the hair relaxer? Was it like continuously, like weekly, monthly?
Like 5 to 6 times a year.
5 or 6 times a year? Okay, and then what was the name of the hospital or facility that you got treated at for cancer? Do you know what hospital? Was it University of PA?
The University of Penn, yeah, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Is that the only hospital that you went to?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then, I mean, that's a great hospital to go to.
Yes, it is.
One of the best.
They put so many Penn hospitals around the city.
Well, I mean, just because you're getting treated for something that's so serious, you want to make sure you go to a good hospital. So that's good that you got to go there.
Exactly. And that's the best that's in the city.
And you are a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What was your date of birth, Ms. Sanders?
11/23/1971.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then did you have any other friends or family members that used hair relaxer that needed help filing a claim that were diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay. If you do know anybody, you can always give them our contact information and we can help them file a claim. At what age at what age were you, Miss Sanders, when you started using hair relaxer?
I was using hair relaxers for years. About 19 years now.
Okay. What age were you diagnosed at cancer with? How old were you?
52.
Okay. So you use it for 19 years, 52. Let's see if this is my, I gotta have to get my calculator because I'm horrible with math. Were you 33 or
So
were you
am I.
younger? Were you younger than 30 when you started using it?
Well, I was actually I was using it for like 19 years, but I'd used it like one time when I was little. You know what I'm saying? I didn't really put it in my hair then when I was, because I was kind of too little. My mom didn't really do that, but when I go to my aunt's house, she did.
Yeah, so like in your 30s, you started using it?
Well, I started using it heavy in my 30s. I
Okay.
actually was using it way before then. I probably was, let me see, 30.
But you
Oh,
started using
let me
it
see,
like
let me see.
continuously, you mean like in your 30s?
Oh, yes, correct. Yes, continuously. Yeah, a little too much. Yes, but yeah.
So let's say we'll just, we can put 33. You can always tell the attorneys, like, yeah, I used it when I was younger as well, but I started using it
Okay,
continuously.
that's fine.
Yeah.
At
And
33.
that was in the state of Pennsylvania, correct? Have you ever lived?
Right, yes.
Okay. And then Pennsylvania. So it's 52. It's hold on.2024. So 2005 is when you started really using it heavy.
Yes, correct.
When did you stop using it? Right up till like your diagnosis date, 2024, 2023.
January 24. Yep, January 2024.
Okay, about January 1st, 2024. When did you start using it in 2005? Could you give me a date, a month, and a date?
May, like around
May.
May, spring, yes. May 2, 2005. 2005. Yes.
Okay, and then you said May 1st, 2005?
Yes.
Okay. How often did you use the products? Were you using it weekly, monthly? Like
Monthly.
monthly, yeah, okay. And then consecutive years, we said approximately 19,
19, about 19.
give or take, yeah. And then were you using it at home, at a salon? Were you doing it both? How were you applying the treatment?
I was going to the salon then. It was the old one. It was a
A
lot.
salon?
Listen, I don't
Okay.
know how old you are, but I feel like I'm old. J.C. Penney, yes.
Yeah, oh
I
no,
went
I
to
remember,
J.C. Penney to
yeah.
get my gun.
Hey, I
You
still
remember
do.
J.C. Penney? Oh,
I
okay.
like, hey, I still go to J.C. Penney Portraits. I tell my kids, I go, we go there because it's way cheaper than getting someone to take your picture.
People don't understand that. I tell them that all the time. J.C. Penney is always the place to get pictures done.
Yeah, no, we love you. There's not, I, where we're located, there's not many, but there is one by what we go to.
Yeah, we don't have any more.
Did you ever have salon receipts for those visits, or do you have any?
To be honest, no, because
No.
I moved, so no.
Okay.
I'm
Do you,
trying to stop being a pet rat.
yeah, do you, and you're not currently using hair relaxer, correct?
No. I stopped at the beginning of this year in
Okay.
January.
Okay. And then did you have any you don't have any receipts or empty bottles, correct?
Oh no, they won't give me no bottles, but no.
Okay. What type of brand name did you use? Were you using like Dark and Lovely, Motion, Soft and Beautiful, Just For
Yep.
Me? What were you using?
L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely. Yes.
Okay. And what,
One of the
any
top
other?
brands.
Okay, any other ones that you can think
No,
of?
just those. They were the main ones out.
Okay. Dark and Lovely. That seems to be like the popular one. Dark and
They
Lovely.
were.
And L'Oreal. Okay, and then did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the regular product for at least a year? So yes, because you didn't get diagnosed till
Yes.
19 years after. And then
Correct.
between the 19 years, did you ever stop using the product?
No, because
Okay.
I constantly use it to straighten my
Yeah.
hair out.
Yeah. And then when was the first time you became aware of the hair relaxer in your diagnosis? Was that at the diagnosis date?
Well, you said when I stopped using it?
No, when did you find out, like, become aware that there was a link between the hair relaxer and the diagnosis?
It was a hair link between the hair and the diagnosis.
Well, no, when did you find out that you knew that the cancer was caused by the hair relaxer, is what I should say. I know it's a weird question how they read
Oh,
it, but.
and January the 3rd, 2024, beginning of this year.
Okay. And then what type of treatment were you receiving? Did you get radiation, chemotherapy? Did you have to do any type of, like, hysterectomy, anything
like
that?
Yeah, I had chemotherapy. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Immunotherapy.
Yeah. Yep.
I had a complete hysterectomy surgery as well as pain meds. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for confirming that.
Sure.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say all the stuff that they...
Listen, when it comes to medical things, I be trying to, well, what's the short term for it?
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I can't pronounce that for those words.
I know. We laugh because on the phone, we all start saying stuff and we have to like practice and have like hooked on phonics cards in front of us because some of the words are really breaking
that
up.
That was my next question. I was about to say, do y'all have like a medical dictionary or something? Because I'll be stuck.
No, yeah, no, we do. It gets hard on the phone. And then when did you start treatment? Did you start treatment right away after your diagnosis date? Do you know when you had your surgery or started chemo?
Yeah. One moment. When did I do my my treatment date was in January, like 4 days after I was diagnosed.
Okay.
4 to 5 days after I was diagnosed, my treatment date.
Okay. All right. Let's see. And then, I hate when it does that. Okay, so I'm sorry, hold on a second. So you want to say, like, you said 3 or 4 days after, or how long?
No, like 4 or 5 days after. So let me see, January 3rd,
like
4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th.
The 8th?
Yep, the like 8th. The 8th, yes.
2024,
of
okay.
January 2024.
Okay, and then the treating doctor, again, you said was Mark Morgan, and he's in PA.
Yes.
Okay, so you, mm-hmm. so your medical injury was ovarian cancer. Did you have any pre-existing conditions like diabetes, previous cancers, obesity, anything like that?
No, not at all. Nope.
Okay. And then, Ms. Sanders, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then what is your marital status at this time? Are you currently married?
No, I'm
married,
single.
Okay. So married, divorced, or widowed? Okay,
hope it changes sometime in 2025, but I'm single.
Oh, yeah. You got to go out on New Year's Eve. That's what it is. I got to tell
is
you.
Is that what it is?
Whatever you do on New Year's Eve, you end up spending to do the whole next year. I'm telling you, it's a weird thing I heard. And I look back and that's what happens every year. Who you're with and what
you
do.
Why?
Who you're with and what you do. That literally sets the whole pace of the next year. I'm telling you.
And I believe you. You know why? Because I stay in a house every year by myself.
I used to do that too.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and someone told me
that.
Yeah,
it's like every year it's so dangerous outside. I stay in the house, but and this year somebody was saying they had a party. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to come. I think I'm going to pick them up on that one.
Yeah, just go for a little bit. You know,
that's
if you don't feel comfortable, then
yeah.
Leave.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
What is your height and weight?
I weigh 188. I'm about 5'6".
Okay. And then what is your ethnicity? Are you
African American?
Okay, perfect. And then, you don't have a suffix in your name, right? You're not like a junior or senior.
Oh no!
they ask us, "What is your profession? Are you currently retired? Are you currently not working, or do you have employment?"
Oh no, I'm not working at this time.
Okay.
I'm gonna stay at home right now.
Okay, and then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
202-54-1142.
Okay, 202-54-1142. And then, Ms.
Correct.
Sanders, did you have current health insurance at this time, or did you have health insurance?
I had Keystone Mercy.
You have what is it?
I'm signing up for Keystone Mercy. I don't have any at this time. I'm signing up.
Okay, I'll just put right now. Okay. And then I have your email as Tanya, tanya4children@yahoo.com. I have your primary phone number.
So T-A-N-I-A?
Yes.
You got to, okay, all right, that's fine.
And then 4children@yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? What do you prefer, morning, evening, or afternoon?
Morning.
Okay. And then what's your current mailing address?
4262 Parkside Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 19104, Apartment 1.
Apartment 1. Perfect. Thank you for confirming that.
You're welcome.
All right. So 4262 Parkside Avenue, Apartment 1, Philadelphia, PA, 19104?
Correct.
All right. Perfect. And then did you have documents for your diagnosis and medical records? Like, do you have copies of everything that happened last year?
Well, I don't have it because I just moved, but my doctor have all the files.
Yeah, like you could get them if needed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. And then you could provide them if needed electronically or through the mail or both.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they do request an emergency contact number, Ms. Sanders, just in case something unfortunate happens to you. Basically, it's just to make sure that they can ensure the case for you and your loved ones. They won't reach out to the emergency contact number unless you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. So you can put somebody that lives with you or someone that doesn't. It's completely up to you.
Okay. I'm getting my daughter.
Okay. And what's your daughter's name?
Her name is Deshauna Lackey. Her first name is spelled DayShona, and that's Lackey, LackEY.
Okay. And then what's her telephone number?
215-303-2279.
Perfect. Okay. That's your daughter. Does she live with you or no? I just put she doesn't.
No,
live
I live
you.
Alone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, perfect. Okay. And then was there any additional notes or like things that you wanted me to put on the file to help support the case for the attorneys to see? Or you want to just talk to the attorneys once you speak with them and you can tell them?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying, because I can't think of nothing right now.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Totally fine. I want to ask just to make sure. So I'm just going to summarize this really quick, and then I'm going to send you some documents for you to review and sign while I'm on the phone with you. And then I'll send you the attorney's information as well, so you'll know who will be calling you in the next day or so to confirm everything and go forth with your claim. Now, Ms. Sanders, okay. You are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair relaxer products, and you were diagnosed on 1/3/2024 at the age of 52. Your diagnosing doctor was Alice Abernathy, and she's located in PA. Your date of birth was 11/23/1971. You are a citizen and resident of the United States. And you use a salon. Okay, all that sounds correct. Type of treatment that you did receive. You did have a hysterectomy, radiation, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, pain management. Treatment date started 1/8/2024. Mark Morgan was your treating doctor. And then I have your first name as T-A-N-Y-A. Last name Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Correct.
Okay. And then I have your address right. Okay, I think everything looks right. And then I have your daughter, Miss Lackey, as your primary contact, emergency contact, just in case something happens. Okay, I missed something. Hold on. So have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. You just follow the prompt. It's going to ask you to, accept, adopt, and sign a signature. You're going to have to use your finger. Once you press start, you just tap the fields where it needs the signature, and then you press finish. So it's pretty simple. If you need to put me on speakerphone or whatever, I can walk you through it. As you're doing that, I'm going to send you the attorney's information so that you'll have their contact information when they call. In the system, just give it a second. It's generating your documents right now, so it actually is going to send you a text message, so that's actually the easiest way to do it. You can open it through an email, But if you want to do, you could either do text or email because it's going to get sent to both. It'll save.
Oh, I can do a text. I never know you could do it through text. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it just opens you to a new web browser.
So, okay, I hit this one here. So, I hit you. Is your email you just sent this morning again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Courtney at Massport Strategy has sent you a DocuSign agreement. You want to click on that.
Okay. Yep, clicked on that. Coming up.
Yeah, it takes a minute for it to
Yes.
generate, like pull. And then just make sure, too, while you're looking at it, that everything looks correct so that we don't have to send you new documents, like your name spelled right, your address, everything like that. I always like people to double check because then I don't want you to have to sign it twice.
Okay, coming up. It's generating.
Yeah.
Your signature.
Yeah, sometimes you have to use your finger, and I apologize. It's very tedious. You're doing this at the right time. This is perfect for you to file this claim now.
Right.
Well, there's limit that people don't realize there's a statute of limitations. So if you wait, you may not be able to qualify. And
Oh, okay.
PA is, I mean, it's 2 years, but so you have time. You did it right in the right time. But a lot of people don't realize, like with some of the lawsuits, it's the statute of limitation and it's based off the state. So you're doing it at the right time, just so that you know that.
And you said the information that you gave me, I can pass that on to someone
Yeah, you can give him
that
my
you
direct.
emailed me.
And you can give him my direct phone number. I don't mind. It's a 949 phone number. You can have him just call my direct
Okay.
line. It comes straight to my desk and I can help him. And then
Okay.
the attorney that you're getting assigned to is actually one of the firms that's been very like quick to respond to the claimant. So
Okay.
just so that you know, I'm getting good reviews with that. So that's good. It's gonna be I just sent you their information. I texted to you again from the 949 number. It's gonna be
Okay.
like the soonest is 48 hours is what they call, but it's gonna say the law firms of either Robin Law or the law firms of Pulaski, co-counsel Robin Law, that will call contact you. And they'll call for you from a 949 phone number. So there's a phone number that I sent you in the second text. You want to save that phone number and put like law firm or something for like hair relaxer law firm, so you know when they call that that's them that's trying to get a hold of you.
Okay, all right, yep. And what was, can you spell his name for me? Is that the Pulaski?
It's Pulaski. Yeah, I sent you the text message. It says
I have it. I
yeah.
just got it.
Yeah,
Yep.
it says
Okay.
Pulaski's whatever. I can't say the last name. Law firm. And then
I wasn't even about to say that name up.
it will say co-counsel Robin Law. Or someone might call you and say, this is Robin Law, co-counsel Pulaski. So either one of them, because they work together. So either one of them might call you
Okay.
or they call you together. I don't know. So just so that you're aware of who's calling you. Okay. So what happens once you complete that too? So you can download it directly, I think, right from your phone, but it sends it to your email regardless, a PDF file of everything that we talked about. So you'll have a copy of that sent to your email, signed documents for you to have, like to print out if you want, or just save in your phone. So when you talk to the firm, you have it, okay?
Okay.
And then Ms. Sanders, just before we wrap up the call, I just want to emphasize, you know, how important you are in this whole process. Basically, this is your case. You know, they can only help you if you are responsive when they reach out to you. So it's really important, you know, if you miss the call, to call them back. If you don't hear from them in like a week and a half or 2 weeks, call me directly so I can see what's going on with your file or update it, or you know, if there's missed something's missing or whatever. So I'm here to
Okay.
help. And then again, just remember it's going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. So you want to make sure that you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then again, just gather if you can get any, obtain any documents to help support the case, they ask you to do that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, it was a pleasure talking to you today, Ms. Sanders. I wish you nothing but the best of luck, and I hope you get the compensation that you deserve. Did you have questions for me?
No, not at this moment.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in, I know. If you think of anything,
Right.
if you don't, you think of anything or need anything, you can call or text me too as well, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right. You have a great day, Ms. Sanders. It was a pleasure talking to
You
you.
do as well.
Happy
Courtney,
holidays.
I
Bye-bye.
want to thank you again for that New Year's Eve tip. I appreciate that, and I will be following that.
Girl, you got to do it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Yes, I am. I'm on it. Listen, I'm
Okay.
on it.
Okay. Bye,
I
sweetheart.
appreciate
Have
it. You have a great holiday.
you too. Take care. Bye-bye.